Washington once considered Iraq a major threat. It cited fears that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. That turned out to be wrong. Now there are questions about Iran's nuclear intentions. Today, Iran announced that it's begun fueling the reactor core of its first nuclear power plant. Tehran says if all goes according to schedule, it'll start producing electricity at its Bushehr plant early next year. The World's Jerry Hatton reports.
Iranian state television today showed images of a long mechanical arm lowering what authorities say are nuclear fuel rods into the nuclear reactor's core. Ali Akbar Salehi, the head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, said there'd been delays, but the project was now moving forward. Times and dates have been approximate, he said. In any case, you can see the process of bringing the plant online has begun. We are making the power plant operational, and the fueling of the core demonstrates that. Tehran called the fueling of the plant a victory over the West, and one of the Iranian government's staunchest enemies says it's a troubling development. Mohammed Mohadesin chairs an Iranian exile group in Belgium.
Nobody can trust an Iranian regime running Bushehr and helping Iranian regime to have Bushehr nuclear facilities is a very big mistake by the Western governments, and I think only a comprehensive sanctions against Iranian regime is the issue which can create an obstacle towards Iranian regime ambition to have nuclear weapons.
Iran is under four sets of United Nations sanctions for another nuclear program, its uranium enrichment activities. The United States and its allies accused Tehran of seeking to build a nuclear weapon. They want the uranium enrichment to stop. Iran continues to insist that its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes, but the fueling of the Bushehr plant has provoked little reaction so far today. That's because the Russian-built Bushehr isn't part of Iran's controversial nuclear projects, says Mark Fitzpatrick, a non-proliferation expert at the International Institute for Strategic Studies.
Its purpose is to produce electricity for Iran's grid. So there is some misplaced level of anxiety over the fueling of the plant. What it does demonstrate, however, is that the fuel for this plant is coming from Russia. So I think it raises the question, why is Iran producing low-enriched uranium of its own if it gets the fuel from Russia?
Iran says it plans to open more nuclear power plants down the road. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said today the U.S. has no problems with the Bushehr plant. What it does object to, she said, is the other nuclear facilities, where the U.S. believes Iran is secretly conducting a weapons program. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton.